In this bulletin, an aviation emergency in Victoria involving a missing helicopter, fears of more flash flooding in northern New South Wales, and in sport, the Egyptian Football Association claims Senegalese supporters racially abuse players. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. Emergency services are responding to an aviation emergency in Victoria that involves a missing helicopter. An air ambulance and a police helicopter are at the scene at Mount Disappointment, about 80 kilometres north of Melbourne. Authorities say two helicopters were travelling in a convoy from Melbourne to Mount Disappointment when one of them vanished. Emergency officials say they're regrouping after the Wilsons River near Lismore in northern New South Wales reached its peak. The river got to a height of 11.4 metres after torrential rainfall caused major flash flooding for the second time this year. Police say a 55-year-old woman, Anita Brackell, is still missing after she was reportedly trapped in her car south of Lismore. The weather system responsible is now expected to impact on other coastal communities as it moves south. But Dean Naramore from the Bureau of Meteorology says flash flooding remains a major concern because of the sheer volume of water still moving through the river systems in the north.
That includes the Wilsons, the Richmond, the Clarence and also the Arara River. And we have moderate flood warnings continue on the Hastings, Nambucca and also further south towards the Maclay, Ballinger and Kallang Rivers. So even though in some communities the sun is coming out this morning, there is still major flooding ongoing through numerous rivers.
The Prime Minister is facing another day of bullying accusations as current and former Liberal Party members come to his defence. Liberal Senator Jane Hume has told the ABC the recent claims by Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells that Mr Morrison was not fit to be Prime Minister were motivated by personal grievances against the party. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie has told Sky News some women in the Parliament have been talking about Scott Morrison's behaviour for a long time.
I can tell you what, he's probably one of the most unpleasant men I've ever had to sit in front of. He is a bully. He is intimidating, and that's the truth of the matter. To Scott Morrison, it is all about power.
The recent accusations follow past claims by other party members like Julia Banks, who said last year that Scott Morrison was like menacing, controlling wallpaper, and unnamed members who called him a complex psycho in leaked text messages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked the US President Joe Biden in a video statement for an additional $667 million in aid. Mr. Zelensky warned against believing flowery words during his country's negotiations with the Kremlin and that the Ukrainian military is expecting more Russian troops to attack the Donbass region. The Ukrainian president will address the Australian Parliament later today. Mr. Zelensky says diplomacy is key for his country's fight against the Russian invasion.
I've signed the first decree recalling Ukraine's ambassadors to Morocco and Georgia. With all respect, if there are no weapons, no sanctions, no restrictions on Russian business, please look for another job.
4 in 5 of all 12 to 15-year-olds in Australia are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The most recent vaccination figures show the double vaccination rate for the age group has passed the 80% mark. The latest figures reveal Australia's booster rate climbed to 67.7% of the eligible population. From next week, a fourth dose or a second booster will be rolled out to older and vulnerable Australians ahead of a predicted winter surge of cases. The Egyptian Football Association has claimed Mohamed Salah and other players were racially abused in Senegal before and during their defeat in their World Cup playoff. The Egyptian FA says the Pharaohs team bus was attacked before their penalty shootout defeat, and Senegal supporters threw bottles and rocks at players during the warm-ups. In Nigeria, fans stormed the stadium after Nigeria lost to Ghana and failed to qualify for the World Cup. A huge angry mob ran onto the field, chasing players and destroying stands and equipment. Well, now the weather. Perth, a possible shower or storm, 31. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22. Melbourne, a shower or two clearing, 21. Hobart, a shower or two and 15. Canberra, partly cloudy, 18. Wollongong, showers and becoming windy, 19. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, showers and becoming windy, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.